These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The very brief season of Rogationtide has, since the 5th century, always adorned the 3 days leading up to the Feast of the Ascension. If you consider, at the end of this 40-day period, a special 3 days leading up to a great feast day, it reminds you of the 40 days of Lent and the final 3 days leading up to the great feast of Easter. And so we have sort of a mirror season here. If you have never been a part of a Rogationtide before, unfamiliar with the word rogation, you probably are familiar with the word interrogation, because rogare in Latin means to ask, and interrogation means to ask into. We do not interrogate God, but Rogation Sunday, nevertheless, is an asking season. The observance of Rogation Days began around the year 470 when a bishop named Mamertus of Vienne, not Vienna of Italy, but Vienne of Gaul, now France, instituted the days on the occasion of the people pleading with God for mercy since they had been experiencing earthquakes and volcanic eruptions. And I can only imagine, if there are volcanoes in France, I don't know about that, but probably somewhere in Europe they were praying for relief from that. Now, there is a logical development of Rogationtide after earthquakes and volcanoes subside. We are at the beginning of the growing season, and for most of human history, the agrarian effort was common to most people. And so prayers for a good harvest season would begin in Rogationtide. Hence, our prayers oftentimes are about the harvest and about the produce of the land. A season and a feast days that have a matching feast day of Thanksgiving Day, of those harvest thanks. Rogation and thanksgiving go hand in hand. And here at the end of Eastertide, in the season of Rogationtide, in our liturgical tradition, we hear from Jesus at a point that we might seem to believe to be sort of circling back or even redundant. We've already traversed the Passion of Christ in the season of Lent. We've known the resurrection of Eastertide. And we ready ourselves now to celebrate the Feast of the Ascension. And yet the scriptures bring us back to that upper room, the days before the trouble of Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, and Holy Saturday began. Jesus says to his disciples something in that room that they have been desperate to hear, and something I would say that often we are desperate to hear. A sentence like this: "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you." Ooh. Now that's good news. And I'm sure that what they heard was, "Whatever you ask, you can have." And oh, the disciples liked that one. Their response was, "Lo, now thou speakest plainly and speakest no proverb." In other words, now you're talking. "Now we're sure that thou knowest all things and needest not that any man should ask thee. By this we believe that thou camest forth from God." Very telling, Jesus might have said under his breath. And what was it that caused this new unwavering faith that Jesus came from God? The idea of getting whatever you want. And as if to say, "You liked that one, didn't you? Well, hold your horses." Jesus says, "You like the idea of having whatever you ask for, and you've connected it to the fervent belief in me when you pray." Does this sound familiar to anyone? Many of us have known, or perhaps it's sometimes been, people who say they don't believe in God because they haven't seen any evidence. Have you ever heard that one before? Not to mention the fact that evidence is all around you, including in the mirror every time you look at yourself. The thought is that perhaps if whenever I asked for God for something, he gave it directly to me, that would be sufficient evidence, and I would like that. We're in that vein here. Jesus says to his disciples, and perhaps to us as well, "Do ye now believe? Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered." And guess what was going to happen to your fervent belief that will cause you to scatter? You will encounter conflict. You will encounter difficulty. And it's going to scare you and intimidate you and confuse you. And when that day comes, remember this moment. These things have I spoken to you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. If we ask the Father, in your name, Jesus, that we have no tribulation, would that work? Can we ask the genie for three more wishes on our third wish? What if we want no tribulation? And what if we not only want no tribulation, we want no volcanoes or earthquakes, we want no sickness, no poverty, no stress, no discomfort, and no inconvenience? And also my eyesight seems to be degrading day by day. And also my feet hurt sometimes. If you could tidy those things up, our fervent belief in you might return. Jesus says to his disciples, and I believe to us as well, what you ask of my Father in my name, that he will do for you. And what you ask for in my name should accord with what you see me do, with how I handle my own circumstances, and with what you hear in my words. That would be in my name. And you are about to hear very difficult words from me. You are about to see me suffer, but my words will save and my suffering will redeem. Anything you ask in my name, you shall receive. Perhaps the things that we ask for that are in his name will be like the things that we see in his life. Perhaps we are allowed to ask that this chalice may pass from us when suffering comes, as he did in the Garden of Gethsemane. But when it is determined that there is no other way, then we should ask that our suffering would be redemptive, that our words would be saving and grace-filled words, even in the midst of tribulation. Now, those are some good prayers. And those are in Jesus' name, assuredly, that in the midst of it, we would be even of good cheer, a commandment from our Lord. Here are some good things we can feel sure we ought to ask for in Rogationtide. The days of Rogationtide at the outset of the growing season are matched by the harvest and Thanksgiving days during that time. Supplication and thanksgiving going hand in hand. But how many spiritual growing seasons have been stunted by a wrong understanding of this? What the disciples likely heard Jesus say is that they can have whatever they want as long as they use the correct formula. It is Mother's Day, and most of us can remember our mothers saying something like, when you ask, use the magic words. And those magic words are please and thank you. Isn't Jesus just giving us the magic formula for getting what we want? Perhaps we can understand what Jesus is saying when we think about our mothers. Our mothers were never obliged to give us things that would not be good for us simply because we said please or thank you. A good mother rather gives her child good things and withholds harmful things, and she knows best. Jesus does not give his disciples or us a formula for getting whatever we want. He gives us a promise that we will have tribulation, a command to be of good cheer, and a declaration that he has overcome the world already. And so when we ask, we must keep asking the Father in the name of Jesus, knowing that he had tribulation, he had good cheer, and he overcame the world. We should pray things like these. Heavenly Father, Jesus suffered innocently and willingly for the redemption of humankind. As our brothers and sisters suffer in this world, may their suffering not be in vain, but may they overcome the world as you have and even be of good cheer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, who wished that no one should be lost, let those we love overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil, and be of good cheer, knowing that their redemption is nigh. Heavenly Father, as we approach the day of your ascension, We ask that our own tribulation would be met with the same courage you met your tribulation with, and that we would overcome this world as you overcame the world, and that we would be of good cheer always, knowing that where you are going, we shall be also. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.